Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You sure know the Hedia Pendleton case. I'm reading from the Chicago Tribune. Hedia was 15 and performed at President Barack Obama's second inauguration 1 week before she was shot in Chicago after mistaking the group that she was with for members of a rival gang. Mr. Obama mentioned her during his State of the Union address weeks later and hosted her parents at that event. First Lady Michelle Obama attended the funeral. A couple of years later, she went back and spoke to a commencement address at that school. And Mrs. Obama said this. She said, "I know you can all live your life with the same determination and joy that Hedia lived her life. I know you can all dig deep and keep on fighting to fulfill your own dreams." The Obamas really became close to this family and to that story, and so people were wondering about the sentencing, and there are 84 years. Cleopatra Colley's on a phone line. Cleopatra, it's John Williams, and you're on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Welcome back. We spoke to you after he was found guilty. Nathaniel is also on a phone line. Nathaniel, it's John Williams, and you're on WGN Radio. How are you, sir?
Yes, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I appreciate both of you coming on again with us. We thought we might do a follow-up conversation like this. So for just a couple of minutes, is there any consolation for either of you? Where are your heads now that at least such a heavy sentence was handed down?
Well, right now, it's really sad that another young black kid has to go to jail for the rest of his life. But on the other hand, you know, me and Cleo, since this has happened and since Michael Ward had done this to our daughter, we've been living in hell. Sometimes it's even hard to explain to each other how we really feel. So right now, I mean, there is a feeling of relief, sort of, but that sense of loss is still there, and it'll never go anywhere.
Yeah. Cleo, I saw at his sentencing, Michael Ward said, "Why is it that I'm the only person sitting here being found guilty for something that I know for a fact I didn't do?" Did you hear him say that, and what was your reaction? What did you think when you heard that?
So I thought that was the first time I heard his voice in the last 6 years. So it's interesting to me that you would find the day that you're going to be sentenced as a day to say that you're not guilty for a particular crime that you admitted to or faked to having done. So I honestly sat there with little choice and listened to his rant, but that's all it was to me, because it's my opinion that it should take 6 years for you to decide all of a sudden that you're innocent and the rest of the people are guilty, and that what you claim occurred is what you're now doing. So I think justice was served.
Do the two of you still live in the same home that you lived in when your daughter was shot?
No.
Is it because of the violence in that neighborhood, or is that just for some other reason?
No, it's other reasons. But yeah, there wasn't violence in the neighborhood that she was actually in, and that's what was shocking about her death, because even where she was, it wasn't a violent area. It's not as people imagine. It's actually a very upscale neighborhood.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, I mean, it was a case of mistaken identity, which I don't even like that, because nobody deserved that bullet, but at least that's not who he was shooting at, and then it happens to catch Hedia. So that's where that story is. Are you all hopeful? Are you, I don't know, what is your thought right now about violence on the South Side and the shootings in Chicago?
Well, I mean, the violence, as we know, it's escalated over the years, in my opinion. These kids today are just very different than we were when we were coming up. I don't know why that is. I mean, there's a number of different reasons we could dig into. I'm hopeful that, you know, the more that they start to see people hurt and receive consequence for their actions, that perhaps there'll be some additional thought behind different actions taken by these young people. But for now, they're throwing their lives away for things that don't even matter. You know, I think this was probably a turf war or something like that, I guess the gangs had going on, or there was some sort of discrepancy between one group of people and another group of people, all of which didn't matter. You know, now you have a 17-year-old and an 18-year-old and charged with murder, you know, and that's sad.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what kind of what Nathaniel was saying, or at least what I heard you say. We need to wrap this conversation up. But, Nathaniel, I also heard you say that your daughter's loss is tragic. It's a shame to see a young man go to jail, too. Do I understand you? I mean, he deserves to, but it's also a shame that a young man is going to jail for the rest of his life as well.
Yeah, I mean, his life is thrown away. And I do believe that he had every opportunity to walk away from this. And he chose the latter. I mean, the thing is, something that I just can't seem to understand is why are so many kids so angry? Why are they so angry at each other to the point where they would take each other's lives? Or even, you know, just even think about taking a life from someone.
Yeah.
I just don't understand where the anger comes from.
Nathaniel, I don't either, but I think we need to hear that question and we need to answer it as a city. That's important. Nathaniel Pendleton and Cleo Crowley. Crowley, both of you, thank you for coming on. Our best to you and your family going forward, and I think you serve an important purpose here. I'm glad that you come on, and I'm glad you've said what you've just said. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Yeah, they were on right after Michael Ward was found guilty. We wondered what their thoughts would be when he was sentenced. We'd hoped to talk to them a little earlier today. We weren't able to connect. We did just now, and so thanks again to them.